Our second story is coming from Maharashtra, which is witnessing maha drama or maha dilemma every day. And it's both the sides. Mahavikas Agadi and Mahayuti both are gearing up for a high-pitched battle in assembly 4 months from now. Strategy meetings are being held by the BJP to get its house in order after the Lok Sabha debacle. On the other side, the Mahavikas Agadi is visibly buoyant and is hoping to arrive at a seat-sharing formula by July end. But with Uddhav Thackeray, in fact, predicting that Eknath Shinde's government's days are, in fact, numbered, now it is Rohit Pawar, NCP leader, and Sharad Pawar's grandnephew who has made some tall claims that 20 MLAs of the other side are in touch with them. Is this just about creating a mahal or is there more to it? Let me take those questions straight to Rohit, who is joining us live. Rohit, really appreciate your time here on NDTV. What is being seen is a massive churn which is happening in Maharashtra. You have made this claim that 20 plus or 15 plus MLAs of Ajit Pawar faction are in touch. Could you give us more details?
See, in last many days, a lot of people have contacted us, whether it is Mr. Pawar, it could be Jayant Patel, it could be me or any other, you know, Neeta who's with Pawar Saab, wherein they have said that we would want to come back to the party. So definitely the policy would be decided by Mr. Pawar and Mr. Jayant Patel, who to take and who not to take. But they have started contacting, and what we feel and what many analysts feel, that after adhivation, you know, during adhivation or the session time, funds are given, many other things happen. So then I think, you know, the picture would be more clearer.
Okay, are doors open also for Ajit Pawar?
See, I'm too small for that. That decision would be taken by Mr. Pawar and the other major party members.
Okay, you know, let's shift focus to your own role. What role do you see for yourself going ahead, particularly in the run-up to assembly elections?
See, I'm a Karyakarta. Since last 7 years, as a Karyakarta, as a volunteer, I've been working for the family, for the party. You know, party is our family. And during starting initial years, I was in Jilla Parishad, and then, you know, I fought this MLA election. I became an MLA from Rashtrawadi Party, and then party got split. That story we all know. Going forward, you know, whatever the party, whatever responsibility party gives, I am ready to take it. What we feel is in our party, you know, we discuss very clearly, openly, transparently what is happening, what new things what we can do, what more the party should do. So, you know, in that process, we do contribute our experience. Going forward, whatever party gives, post-party gives, I'll take it.
Okay, any specific role you have on mind? Because there were reports suggesting that you've asked for a particular role, you know, because all over India, we are witnessing what is being seen as generational shift in multiple political parties.
See, under the guidance of Mr. Pawar and Jayant Patil Saab, going forward, any party, whether it is this party or that party, you know, we have to make some structural changes in understanding the real issues of the people, wherein, you know, youth have got a lot of issues, students have got a lot of issues. So, you know, what the issues are, how we can work on it. And when the manifesto is done, the manifesto should reflect the real issues, what people are facing. And along with it, we should also have a solution that when we come in power, what exactly we are going to do. So the process has to be made more transparent. And whenever an Andolan happens, or, you know, when we go against the people in power or the government which is power, so there we should also take in confidence the people who are getting affected. So, for example, let's take an example of NEET. So NEET is a very big issue. 2.5 lakh students from Maharashtra are, you know, have given the paper, and, you know, they are in a lot of confusion. And about 20 lakh in India. So that is a very important issue. So that issue should be taken by the party, and it should be seen that the central government or the state government take it very seriously. They should work for it. If it's not a state issue, then the state government should be forced to speak to the central government and solve this issue. So this is just an example. This is the way how we as a party or any other party should work. That is what I feel.
Okay, and Mahavikas Agadi is also seeing a lot of tug of war post-results. Would you be seeking more seats to contest going ahead because of the performance of the NCP in these Lok Sabha polls?
See, what I feel is, after the Lok Sabha, every leader, generally, you know, from the party angle, they give a statement. So we have seen all the statements from different leaders. But if you look at it, there are only three people who are going to take decision about this. One is Mr. Pawar from our side, Mr. Uddhav Thackeray from Shiv Sena, and Congress Netas. And especially Rahul Gandhiji would also be involved in this process. So I don't feel there would be tug of war, there would be a war, or there would be any argument on, definitely there would be a discussion. Like for example, each party would demand more, then you know, initially there would be conclusion on certain seats, then there would be second round of discussion, third round of discussion. But if you look at Mahayuti, they are continuously fighting. But as far as Mahavikas Agadi is concerned, there would be seen some discussion. Some people or some prospects who want to fight an election would not be given a ticket from their party. They would be little, not very happy about it. But some calls have to be taken. But as leaders, whatever call these three people take, it would be accepted by the party lines. So there would be no confusion going forward. That is what I feel.
All right, Rohit, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here on NDTV. Let me bring in my guests now. Rohit Chandravarkar is a senior journalist who tracks Maharashtra politics very closely. Asif Bambla is BJP leader of Maharashtra. And we also have Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist. Rohit, since you are in Mumbai, what is really happening there?
Well, Maria, what is happening in Mumbai is interesting. But what happened in New Delhi today, your city, is even more interesting because Devendra Fadnavis, Ashish Shelar, Chandrakant Bavankure, others, all the top Maharashtra leaders of BJP were in Delhi to discuss what to do in Maharashtra. And believe me, they are seriously thinking whether they should continue with the alliance with Ajit Pawar's party for the assembly elections. Because the vote transfer that was supposed to happen or was expected, Maria, in Maharashtra has not happened. That's BJP's data assessment, and that's what their conclusion is. But they have not taken any decision on this. They don't want to do anything in a hurry. That's the report that I'm getting. The thing is, they are discussing two things. Firstly, Devendra Fadnavis is stressing that he wants to step down from the deputy chief minister's post and work for the party for assembly elections. And
but
they are
I think
assessing
that has been turned down already, Rohit.
Okay. Second part is they want to decide whether taking Ajit Pawar along during the assembly polls is going to help them or not, because it didn't work during the Lok Sabha polls. These two things were discussed. Many other things were discussed. I don't think there's going to be any decision in a hurry. BJP will take a call. You know, they will study the matter and decide. But back in Maharashtra, this news has reached Mumbai, has reached entire Maharashtra, especially Western Maharashtra, Ajit Pawar's bastion. And that has made Chagan Bhujbal and some others rethink about what they want to do and which side they want to be in. So the latest buzz in Mumbai right now, and let's not believe it right now, but latest buzz in Mumbai right now is Chagan Bhujbal is meeting some of Uddhav Thackeray's deputies. Can you believe that? Chagan Bhujbal, who's a very senior leader and now he's part of Ajit Pawar's NCP, has had some meetings with Uddhav Thackeray's deputies in the last couple of days. And he is rethinking whether he wants to stay with Ajit Pawar's party.
I think, even during elections, when I had met him and interviewed him, he had given enough indications that he has made up his mind to go on the other side. You know, but it was only a matter of results that he was waiting and then perhaps making the move, and rightly so, one would say, because the numbers aren't really very, very promising. But Asif, you know, if this were to happen, that you would not take Ajit Pawar group on board in the run-up to elections, then you will be only blamed that you are not really a trustworthy partner.
Well, there is nothing like this that has surfaced out in open that we aren't keen on having any of our alliance partners with us anymore. These are just rumblings, and I think the media is making a little too much out of it. Let me tell you that, of course, this election, there was a little complication. There was an arithmetic failure that got disturbed. We fared badly, but we are not out of the game. Let me tell you this very, very specifically.
And what is really the game here? What is really the game
Come
here?
Back.
You said that you're not out of the game.
No, I'm talking about in terms of the aspirations that the media is coming out with. Every election is a different election. And manthan karna to hamara daitva hai. Hum apne party ko lekar aur hamare jo sahyogi dal hai unko hum leke manthan kar rahe hain. Aur usme koi galat baat nahi hai. Aur usme lekin logon ne atkhale laga di ke bhai inhe chhod diya jayega, unhe pakad liya jayega. That's very wrong. Because there's no official statement from any side. We understand that there has been a bad outcome with the results. And I repeatedly am saying that we are not out of the game. We are out to fight it. We will sort it amongst us. And what's so good about the NVA? Okay. Why aren't you speaking about that? What
so
are the statements?
So my UD is united.
What is the statement? Give me 5 seconds. What was the statement which Vishwajit Kadam gave last night about Jayantra Patil and Uda and the candidate? On account of which the Sena official candidate lost in the NVA, they incorporated him in the Congress. Plus, Uddhav ji has gone to the extent of already announcing 4 candidates in the assembly election without even having an upcharic discussion. Plus, nothing like that. When there are 3, and I don't see it wrong in them as well. When there are 3 parties, there's always a tug of war. But then finally, like I was hearing Rohit Pawar submit. I agree with what he said. That, of course, there are 3 leaders. There are 3 parties. They will talk amongst themselves. They will come to consensus and they will solve this issue. No, it's nothing rocket science, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
We
nobody is questioning anything.
Yeah,
that's fine, yeah. Asif. Asif, calm down. Yeah.
No, we're a little upset
because nobody is questioning anything. Let's calm down and have a very calm discussion.
Against the BJP is certainly not right.
Let's have a very calm discussion, please.
Amitabh,
just looking at the numbers of Mahayuti and Mahavikas Agadi, there has been a tectonic shift as far as social combinations are concerned. And that has reflected in the numbers as well. The biggest concern for the BJP is also the shift which has happened of the Dalit vote and also Marathas. Now the question is, can that shift be reversed in 4 months' time?
See, I mean, Lok Sabha elections and Vidhan Sabha elections are different in many ways. However, this Lok Sabha election became fairly localized. Hmm. So in the next 4 months, if the Marathas or the Dalit community has to get back to the NDA fold or the Mahayuti fold, then something concrete needs to be done by the BJP government or the NDA government with respect to the Maratha reservations. That's number one. Hmm. They have taken some steps, announced some percentage of reservation. However, the community is not satisfied, as we have seen with the voting percentages in the Lok Sabha election. Now, if you see the NCP, 1/4 of the support of NCP comprises of minority community. Hmm. Now, when it shifted to NDA, that vote has been lost by the NCP Ajit Pawar faction. That is a big chunk of vote, and that's why perhaps the NCP Ajit Pawar faction has not performed as well compared to the BJP or the Shiv Sena Shinde faction. Now, many MLAs of the NCP group would be seeing or would be taking a call whether they will be able to win under the NDA banner or they will be able to win under the MVA banner or under Sharad Pawar. Now, in this first battle of legacy or asli NCP versus nakli NCP, it seems that the Shiv Sena Uddhav faction and the NCP Sharad Pawar faction have had the first advantage in this election. And not only NCP, now many MLAs, even from the Shiv Sena Shinde faction, would be taking a call in the next 3-4 months as the situation unfolds.
So while the situation is still developing, and that's the reason why there are meetings happening in Delhi, meetings happening in Maharashtra and Mumbai, and also in Nashik, where Chagan Bhujwal is holding the key there. Rohit Chandrawarkar, you know, everybody is watching which of the six parties will begin to unravel. For the moment, it appears certainly that it is NCP Ajit Pawar faction which is beginning to unravel, particularly because of their failure in these elections. If they have not managed to add anything in the Mahayuti kitty, add to that vote percentage or vote block, then what exactly are they bringing on the table?
That's the question BJP is asking, their Maharashtra colleagues internally, and that's the assessment that they're doing. But let's talk of Western Maharashtra, where, yes. You know, the bigger question right now is in Western Maharashtra, there has been a fight between the BJP and NCP for the last 15, 20 years. So the concern for BJP right now is how to convince their karyakartas that at Vidhan Sabha level, at the assembly level, they should now align with, Ajit Pawar's people there and, fight together. That is, and how will the seat sharing happen there? That is the question. For Lok Sabha, it was okay, but because there are limited seats and, people can, work with each other and whatever. Yet the vote transfer didn't happen there because of obvious reasons. For Vidhan Sabha, there are going to be 288 seats. And in that, there are many aspirants, hundreds, 600, 500 aspirants, maybe within the NCP itself. How do you convince them that they should sacrifice and work for the BJP if the vote sharing, the seat sharing happens in, a region like Western Maharashtra? That's what the BJP discussed at their meeting in Delhi today. And, one of the things they can do is just have a friendly fight or maybe give tickets to all the aspirants who are from both sides and then hope for a post-poll alliance, which they can do. I mean, they are open to that.
What are the chances that if BJP doesn't really ally with NCP Ajit Pawar group, then he would be welcomed by Sharad Pawar to come back to the family?
I don't see much chances of that. Very good question, Maria, because the answer is difficult. Having known the family, I don't think he will return to his uncle, and that I don't think that will happen. See, he will right now stay with the BJP. I don't think BJP is going to do anything drastic. I agree with Asim ji that there is some overreaction by media right now. That's why I gave a disclaimer in the beginning itself in my opening statement that the BJP has not taken any final decision on this. But it will be a slow process. Hmm. You can call it a slow countdown kind of a thing for Ajit Pawar's party. Okay. The BJP will not throw him out immediately. Take my words on that.
Yes. But Rohit, one thing is clear, that these Lok Sabha elections have shared, settled, I would say, one debate, which is the Asli Sena and which is the Asli NCP. If it has gone to the people's court, the people have settled that. Now it is a formation which will happen in the upcoming elections. Please go ahead, Asif. You wanted to make a point.
You see, as I said, and I've always repeated that we are in the game very much. Our vote percentage is still intact. And, of course, there are a few factors that did go against us, like the Maratha Arakshan. But we are helpless on that because the courts, it's a judgment of the court. We can't walk the talk against the court. You know about that. We had some certain compulsions within which we had to
operate. Then why make promises if you knew that the court will strike it down?
We had categorically made it clear that we are trying. You see, it was the rigmarole and the mess that was created by the previous MVA government when the entire thing was shabbily handled. Okay, now leaving that aside, Samvidhan ki baat kare. Pure rajya mein unhone aise bataya, aise picture paint kiya, jaise Samvidhan ke hum dushman hai. Arre, humne to wo log hai, jahan Samvidhan nahi tha, Jammu and Kashmir, wahan humne Samvidhan le aaya. 370 lakh ke, jahan par Lal Qile mein kabhi jhanda nahi phara tha, humne wahan jhanda phara, Narendra Modi ji ke netrutv mein. So these are things which are, and people are just talking. Two states which we never even imagined, like Andhra Pradesh and Orissa.
We are talking about these elections, and we are focusing only on Maharashtra. I have just enough time for Amitabh Tiwari. Let's have Amitabh Tiwari on the screen. Amitabh, my question here is, 4 months to go. Unraveling is visible. Churn is visible in Maharashtra politics. I will not be asking you to second guess as to what is going to happen next. But one thing is becoming clear, that parties and MLAs are in touch with each other.
Yeah, essentially, when we were discussing about the Lok Sabha elections in the run-up to the elections, we discussed that one round of more flip-flops is remaining. Something is going to happen in the next 3 to 4 months. Now, what will trigger that? One is the Lok Sabha election results. Second is that the BJP has an internal target of Mission 152 on its own to win in Maharashtra Assembly. Now, that means that the BJP will need to fight almost 200, 210 seats. The ticket distribution is going to be very, very tricky for both Shiv Sena, Shinde faction and NCP, Ajit Pawar faction, because the BJP is going to use this these results as a bargaining power, as a bargaining chip to snatch more seats or give them lesser seats so that it has or it remains in a pole position to win more because its strike rate and vote share is largely intact. So that will set another round of disturbance in the existing alliance at both levels. At MVA level also we are going to see that because Shiv Sena UBT has not performed that well compared to the Congress party or the NCP Sharad Pawar in the Lok Sabha election. So interesting times ahead, and we could see a lot of flip-flops in Maharashtra politics.
I'm seeing Rohit smile as well, so I'll give him the last word. Rohit, how much time are you giving to which party in the next weeks? Do you think it's a matter of weeks that we'll see another round of churn in Maharashtra, or will you be waiting for model code of conduct to be in place?
I think, I fully agree with Amitabh ji that, this is going to be used by the BJP to put Ajit Pawar on the defensive. It's very clear. They are not going to throw him out because he has certain value. He's a very senior leader in Maharashtra. He has administrative skills. He has some numbers in the assembly, all of that. And he brings some skills also. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to, I'm sure, I was not in the room, obviously, but I'm sure today's discussion was how to use the Lok Sabha results to put their alliance partners on the defensive and tell them that now you have got only, 25% strike rate in case of Ajit Pawar, maybe 45% in case of Eknath Shinde. So now you be quiet in the assembly and just take the number of seats that we offer you.
They are being offered. All right. Rohit, thank you so much. We'll continue to have this conversation with you. Asif Bamla and Amitabh Tiwari. We are putting out that entire discussion on ndtv.com. That's all from me. Thanks so much for watching.